Hello, welcome once again to our Everyday English program. We've come back to our weekly tests. Are you ready for a test? Here's our first question. Question one.
A. Listen to the following comments and Ajo's reply, and then answer the question that follows. You didn't apply for admission before January, did you?
Yes.
What does Ajo's answer imply? B. And now listen to this. Didn't you submit your application before the deadline?
Yes.
Does Ajo's response imply she submitted her application before the deadline, or does it mean she didn't? C. And finally, listen to this. Didn't you submit your application late?
No.
Does Ajo's response imply that she submitted the application late? The question again. A. Listen to the following comment and Ajo's reply, and then answer the question that follows. You didn't apply for admission before January, did you?
Yes.
What does Ajo's answer imply? B. And now listen to this. Didn't you submit your application before the deadline?
Yes.
Does Ajo's response imply she submitted her application before the deadline, or does it mean she didn't? C. And finally, listen to this. Didn't you submit your application late?
No.
Does Ajo's response imply she submitted the application late?
Question two.
I am going to say a number of sentences. Some of them have a causative meaning. That is, they mean bring it about that something happens. Cause something to happen. In each case, indicate whether or not the sentence is causative. A. Get these clothes washed before you go away. B. Get out of this place before I throw you out. C. Have a little patience with us. D. Have mercy on us. E. Have the machines repaired before their arrival. Question 2 again. I am going to say a number of sentences. Some of them have a causative meaning. That is, they mean bring it about that something happens. Cause something to happen. In each case, indicate whether or not the sentence is causative. A. Get these clothes washed before you go away. B. Get out of this place before I throw you out. C. Have a little patience with us. D. Have mercy on us. E. Have the machines repaired before their arrival.
Question 3.
Comment on the meaning and grammaticalness of each of these sentences containing the word little. A. The house is little. B. I have known him since he was little. C. There's little food in the house. D. There's very little food in the house. The question again. Comment on the meaning and grammaticalness of each of these sentences containing the word little. A. The house is little. B. I have known him since he was little. C. There's little food in the house. D. There's very little food in the house.
Thank you, Kofi. Now, Kofi will read out all the questions once more. Each question will be followed by an answer suggested by Ajo.
Question 1. Listen to the following comments and then adjust reply, and then answer the question that follows. You didn't apply for admission before January, did you?
Yes.
What does Ajo's answer imply?
My yes implies I applied for admission before January. The full sentence should be, yes, I applied for admission before January. As the radio teacher has repeatedly explained in the course of this week, yes presupposes a positive affirmative sentence which need not be uttered.
And now listen to this. Didn't you submit your application before the deadline?
Yes.
Does Ajo's response imply she submitted her application before the deadline, or does it imply she didn't?
Here too, the response implies that I did submit the application before the deadline. Yes presupposes an affirmative sentence.
And finally, listen to this. Didn't you submit your application late?
No.
Does Ajo's response imply she submitted her application late?
My response, no, implies that I did not submit my application late.
Question 2. I'm going to say a number of sentences. Some of them have a causative meaning. That is, bring it about that something happens. Cause something to happen. In each case, indicate whether the sentence is causative. A. Get these clothes washed before you go away.
Causative. It means cause these clothes to be washed before you go away. Bring it about that they are washed.
B. Get out of this place before I throw you out.
This is not a causative sentence.
C. Have a little patience with us.
Not a causative sentence.
D. Have mercy on us.
Not causative.
E. Have the machines repaired before the arrival.
This is a causative sentence. The sentence means, cause the machine to be repaired before their arrival.
Question 3. Comment on the meaning and grammaticalness of each of these sentences containing little. A. The house is little.
Little, when it refers to size, cannot be used after the verb to be, and as a complement, we say the house is small. The little house, but not the house is little. This is ungrammatical.
B. I have known him since he was little.
This is correct. The word little here, as in the previous sentence, follows the verb to be and its complement. But here, little means young. It refers to age, not size.
C. There's little food in the house.
Correct. Little refers to amount and is used with a non-count noun.
D. There's very little food in the house.
Correct.
Thank you both. I hope listeners didn't find the test too difficult. This is the end of the week. We wish you a happy weekend. That's all for now. Till Monday, it's goodbye from us.